Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, Annabia Pretorius, independent plastic consultant. Thank you for chatting to us this morning and informing us on this. Because we hear about plastic pollution, we've kind of started taking it a little bit seriously, but maybe not seriously enough. How serious is the problem in South Africa?
Yes, good morning, and thanks for having me on your talk show. Plastics pollution, yes, we don't only hear about it, but we obviously see it. I think most people driving to work and to school now, if they look out the car, they will see some plastic lying somewhere in the street or on our pavement. And it is bad, and it's really a result of two things. One is our behavior as people, because we don't want to keep it in the car, we chuck it through the car window. And then secondly, also, we really have municipality services that's not upgraded. So pollution is a problem, no doubt.
Are we becoming aware of it? It's what I find fascinating is one of my sons lives overseas, and when he comes to visit us, he's sometimes absolutely horrified that recycling, that the use of plastics isn't more part of, in fact, we have to buy the stuff in secret when he's coming because he shouts at us. I feel, and we are kind of aware, but I feel like as South Africans, we're not there yet.
No, I think we're definitely not there, and especially with managing our waste in our homes and in our immediate surroundings. But what very few people know is that South Africa is actually top in the world with mechanical recycling.
Wow.
And we're not separating this in our houses. We don't have like five bins like the people in Europe and Australia. Mm-hmm. But what we do have is these lovely waste pickers.
Yes.
And we see a few of them on the streets, but the bulk of them are actually picking from our landfills. So when me and you put our rubbish in our bins and the municipality takes them to the landfill, there are thousands of pickers there that actually sort through them and collect the recyclables. So mechanically recycling, we're really top of the world. We're even better doing than Europe. And you said in your introduction that are we doing any chemical recycling? And not at all, because we don't really have enough plastic to set up chemical plants, because you need huge volumes of the same material, where mechanical recycling is a bit simpler to do.
But the pickers that we see on our streets, and as you say, they're at the landfills as well, how long have they been around in South Africa? Is it a relatively new thing?
They haven't been on the streets as much, but they have been on the landfills. I'm around for a couple of decades now.
Incredible.
And even right from joining the plastics industry and starting to track the statistics around recycling, we already had pickers, but they were predominantly operating on landfills.
Mm.
It's only in the recent years that they start doing harvesting through our rubbish bins, and they've been around. And we can, as domestic people, we can really help them by taking out your recyclables and separating your wet waste from your clean recyclable waste. And that's something every one of us can do. And that helps the picker, the one that's walking the streets, but it definitely also helps the picker at the landfill to work through your rubbish and pick out the high-value stuff.
So how would you do that? Just tell, just give me a sense. If I, at the moment, am useless, I'm throwing everything in one rubbish bin. Now, if I wanted to be responsible from today onwards, what would I do?
You would get a clear bag, or at least a see-through bag. Now, that can be one of the clear shopping bags that we get sometimes. But you can also buy a roll of clear refuse bags. And then on the side, and there's actually some beautiful ways of separating in your bin where you can put a little insert into separating too, but most of us don't have that luxury. So you just have behind your kitchen door or somewhere a place where you put in all your glass, your plastic, your cartons, your cans, and yeah, make sure they're clean. You don't have to wash them, but that there's no leftover food in them.
Right.
And put it all in there. And on the day that you need to put your rubbish out, you tie this bag and you still put it in your bin. So when the picker gets there, He says, oh, okay, here's what I can use. And in most cases, they take that bag as is, and they don't have to now sort through your leftover food and your garden waste.
So I just want to be clear what goes into that clear bag. It's glass, it's plastic.
You can put all the plastic in there. All is currently recycled.
You've got to look at it. I was just going to ask you that. But you have to look to see which is recyclable.
Yeah, you as the consumer don't really have to separate. If you put everything in there, if we get enough of these, let's say the clear trays, for example, we find solutions for them as an industry. And there's also new legislation now that kicks in on the 5th of November. The whole packaging industry has set targets by government to say, even if you're not currently recycling all these products, that from November onwards, we have to find solutions for them. And so you can put all your plastics in there. You can put your paper separately if you have a paper recycling in your area. Otherwise, your paper can go in there, your cans can go in there. Really, every piece of packaging that you have in your house can go into that recycling bag.
Right. We don't have a lot of time left, but just tell us again or give us a little bit more detail about chemical recycling.
Chemical recycling is in essence, a company like a Sasol polymers. If you think of Sasol, we all know they're the big chemical giant. Now, chemical recycling is doing the Sasol process in reverse. So you need a huge factory like we see in Secunda and in Sasselburg taking a specific type of plastic. So say we only focus on something like our polyethylenes, which is your bread bags and rice bags and sandwich bags. So we need enough of that, meaning thousands of tons every month. And you put it through a chemical reverse process. So you end up back with the ethylenes, the gas, phases that you can then repolymerize and make new plastics of. But the volumes that you need of a specific plastic is just huge, and we don't have
that. And we just don't have that at this point. Really fascinating conversation, and certainly something that I'm going to give a bash. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.